Hey everybody, it's Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. All right, I got a short one for you today, but it's one that I think you're going to love. So Marlee Jacks had me speak at her live event, and for my presentation, she did a Q&A, which was really fun, and she asked a lot of really, really cool questions. But the very last question she asked me, I thought was really cool, and the way I answered it was different than I think I would have in a normal situation. But for whatever reason, it came up, and it's only 3.5 minutes long. But the question she asked me is like, if you were to create one last piece of content, one thing that your friends, your family, your followers, your legacy that you could tell them, if you could tell them anything, what would be the last piece of content you would create? And I gave her this response. So I'm going to cue up the theme song. When we come back, you have a chance to hear my thoughts on what the last piece of content I would create would be if I was about to leave this earth. So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Your one last piece of content, what would you want to share with people?
That's a really cool question. I think, I wish I would have understood this when I started my journey, because I didn't at all. In fact, it wasn't until probably 2 or 3 years ago that I started, realizing it, but, just how tied like our businesses are to like an actual mission from God. I always thought those were separate. I'm like, there's like God and faith and belief, whatever. And then there's like our careers. And it's like, those are, in my mind, there's always these separate things. And it wasn't until 2 or 3 years into ClickFunnels where I had an amazing coach who sat me down and was just like, do you not understand like how these things are related? And I'm like, no, they're separate. Like God doesn't care about how much money I make, or God doesn't care about my business or whatever. And she's an amazing coach. She sat me down and just like, I want you to understand, like, look at this thing. Like these things you're creating, that you're doing, that you're making, these aren't as cool as we all think you are, you're not that smart. These are coming, you're getting inspiration from God that's leading you on a way, because you've been called to change people's lives. You've been called to serve a group of people, and you're coming out and you're serving them. And then when they bump into you and you you give them the shift, and then their life changes, and this person's life changes. And like, you're like, this is literally a calling from God who's taking you to help shift other people's lives. And I was like, it never crossed my mind. And I remember she's like, why in the world do you think 20 years ago you got excited about business? Like, were you excited about any kind of learning? I'm like, no, I hated reading. Like, why do you have the biggest library I know? I'm like, because for some reason, like, this thing excited me, and it became this insatiable desire. I couldn't stop. You know, I was going to events, speaking in front of no people, because I loved it so much. And like all these things. And she helped me understand like how tight those things are together. I know some people don't believe in God, and that's okay. You can believe in whatever you want, but conceptually, like, those things are tied together. And I think if I could sit down with myself 20 years ago, or sit down to any entrepreneur and help them sit down and say, look, this is the deal. You think you're starting a business right now, but it's not that. You've been called to serve a group of entrepreneurs, or a group of people, or a group, like, we all have stewardship over somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, we've been called. And while most people, they get the calling and they freak out and they walk away and they don't do anything with it, which is like devastating. But for those who are doing it, like, you have this calling, and it's scary, and you will never feel worthy. You're like, I'm not ready. I'm not worthy. I got imposter syndrome. Like, right. Like, who am I to help these people? Like, I'm struggling as much as they are, worse in some situations. Like, how, like all those things, right? And you don't feel worthy, but all you know is that, and I've been called, and I got to figure this out, because if I don't do that, like, that stewardship will be taken away from me and be given to somebody else. And hopefully that person will, but I, like, this is my calling. I need to figure this out. And you look at that lens, it's like, oh my gosh, like, I have stewardship of these people. I need to serve them. I got to figure it out. And that's when you start looking at all this stuff differently, right? Like, the content you're creating, it's like, as scary as it is for you, or how awkward you feel, it's like, doesn't matter. Like, this is your calling. Like, you were called to serve some people. So get that thing out there, put it out there, and your people are going to hear you. In the New Testament, Christ talks about this. He says, my sheep will hear my voice and they will come to me, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing for all of us. Like, that's a true principle. I don't care what faith you are, what belief, like, that is a true principle. Like, your sheep will hear your voice. Yeah. And so your job is not to convert the world of your way of thinking or anything. Your job is to get your message out there. And if you do it consistently, your sheep will hear your voice. They'll come to you, and you'll have a chance to change your life. I think if I could tell every entrepreneur, like, that you were literally changing the lives of people you've been called to serve. And this is not just your career versus whatever, but those things are interrelated. That's what I tell them all. Because then you would care more, you'd work harder, you'd be absolutely more passionate, because you realize that this is more than just me trying to make money. This is me changing people's lives. So it would be that.
That's a great way to end that. Mic drop.
Hey everybody, this is Russell again, and really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions, and right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out, and actually text me a message, okay? Now the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day, I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.